It was an emotional reunion for Mike Harpold and Novo at Ketchikan's Kate Fox Lodge on a recent Sunday. The men first met 44 years ago. At the time, Harpold was working as an officer with U.S. Immigration Services. He had been touring refugee camps from Cambodia to Malaysia as he prepared to present a report on the camps to Congress. Then he got word that an American cargo ship had plucked a family from a sinking fishing boat hundreds of miles from shore. He was dispatched to the vessel to help find the refugees a home.
44 years ago, your parents posed for my camera on the deck of the J. Paul Getty, the supertanker that rescued you them on the open sea 450 miles off the coast of the Philippines. Starving under communist rule, they had fled their homeland. But no one in the world wanted them.
The supertanker tried to see the refugees to Singapore, but the country turned them away. In fact, with the refugees on board, the tanker couldn't dock anywhere. So, Harpold's wife Elaine says her husband stepped up.
He said that the United States would take these people, so they allowed them to come ashore and go to the refugee camps and eventually arrive in the United States.
With no authority to do so, Harpold visited the ship and gave every refugee on board humanitarian parole status. That's usually reserved for urgent needs like organ donation or for individuals who usually wouldn't be let into the U.S. His choice affected generations of a family he didn't see again for decades. That was until the reunion at Kate Fox Lodge. Vo's only daughter, Holly, said the family's trip to Ketchikan was coincidental. Vo's children, Holly, Alex, Carson, Paul Getty, and Sean Vo, had booked a cruise to Alaska on the celebrity solstice to celebrate their father's birthday. Before they left, Vo says a family member stumbled upon a book Harpold wrote about the Vos and other Vietnamese refugees called The People We Wanted to Forget. They recognized the photo of themselves on board of the J. Paul Getty. Vo immediately knew he had to visit Harpold during a port call in Ketchikan. He had to thank him.
And a very coincident, and a very miracle. And then hopefully, this is the very lucky for our family to see who helped us 44 years ago to resettlement in USA.
A lunch was arranged. Vo and his wife May, their five children, their spouses, and a combined five grandchildren made the trip. Harpold was accompanied by his wife Elaine and daughter Liz. Vo shook Harpold's hand heartily, becoming emotional beside his children and wife when recalling Harpold's actions that day in 1978.
Thank you, there's not enough word to say.
Around the table, the Vos and Harpolds shared memories and caught up after 44 years apart. Vo's oldest son, Alex, sat next to his wife and down the table from his daughter.
You know, I always told my daughter, I said, you know what, if this hadn't happened, we probably would be either back in our country or somewhere in some village somewhere, who knows, right? But the opportunity that this presented itself, I can't even, you know, put a price on it. So the priceless gift he gave us is something that we will always cherish. So thank you for that.
He explained that when the family got to the country, they first settled in Chicago.
You know, as any immigrant family, the struggle was real. I think I always, and we always share with our kids what we did at their age. And I think I think they don't have the concept of how much struggle it was in the beginning. You know, dad and mom, you know, they didn't know any English. We didn't either. But they figured it out, and they gave us an opportunity that, you know, I think we really cherish.
He says because of that, he and his siblings were able to go to school and chase the American dream. Carson Vo is in business with his older brother. He has three boys of his own now. He has his own memories of the J. Paul Getty.
I locked myself in the bathroom there because of the knob and how to use it. Because we didn't have it in Vietnam, right? I mean, we didn't have...
He reflected that so many others seeking a safe place for their family never made it.
Here, I think, is a testament of pure love, pure will, and, you know, somebody above is looking after us.
Sean Vo is the youngest of Vo's children.
I'm the baby, so compared to my older siblings who kind of went on that voyage from Vietnam, I had it very easy. I was never hungry growing up, as you can see. And I'm just blessed to be in this family and blessed to just kind of hear about all the experiences that everyone has gone through.
He remarked on how strange it was to find himself 44 years later, in the same room as the man who got his family to the United States.
It's crazy how the stars align this whole trip, so it definitely feels like, you know, fate. So.
These days, the Vo family lives in California. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.